Get ready for the 10th Annual Old Paths Christian History Conference, hosted by the Church at Cahuilla, coming the weekend of October 1st and 2nd. Guest speakers will be John Weaver, the author of The Christian in Civil Government. Pastor Weaver's preaching style is in the tradition of those early colonial pastors whose pulpits were the cradle of America's liberty. Thomas McConnell is a noted speaker on biblical covenantalism and economics. John Quaid, he has taken his passion for God's law into practical application for everyday life, and others. Children are welcome. There is plenty of RV parking and tent camping. For more information, and if you would like to receive a brochure, call Pastor Warren Mark Campbell at 559-561-0802 or visit the FirstAmendmentRadio.com homepage for more information. Thank you.
Hear it first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net, around the world and on satellite.
Okay, welcome to another edition of what I call American Exposé. A little late and get started here. Trying to get things in order. Ordo ab chao. You know what I mean? You know what they say. Ordo ab chao. Oh, boy. I'm just amazed at people that don't do research, that don't study, that don't understand what's going on, that don't try to understand what's going on. The manipulation in process, the manipulative efforts by some to keep people in the dark. It's just absolutely amazing to me. Updates regarding Hurricane Rita is good to see that we have various updates. Here we see Rita could equal $5 for gas. The timing and strength of the latest storm could cause worse spike at the pumps than Katrina did. This is from CNN. Weather and energy experts say that as bad as Hurricane Katrina hit the nation's supply of gasoline, Hurricane Rita could be worse. And isn't that a foregone conclusion from us that are understanding what's going on, listeners? Katrina damage was focused on offshore oil platforms and ports. Now the greater risk is to oil refinery capacity, especially if Rita slams into Houston, Galveston, and Port Arthur, Texas. Well, that only makes sense, doesn't it, as the beat goes on? Here we see in the paper dated today, the 22nd of September, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers said Wednesday that it could take 8 months to determine why flood walls that were supposed to protect New Orleans failed. Corps officials also said they are concerned that hurried repairs to the breached levees might have destroyed evidence that could be important in finding the cause of the failures. Among the possible causes of flood wall failure are subsistence of the levees and damage by storm-tossed barges. Investigators also are expected to try to determine whether the design of the flood walls contributed to their collapse. Katrina death toll climbs. It's up to 1,036. Two in Alabama, 14 in Florida, two in Georgia, 799 in Louisiana, and 219 in Mississippi, according to the paper and the AP, the Press of Associations. Here we see storm surge could flood Galveston. Maybe. Anything's possible at this point in time. This is the unfortunate situation. Let's see. One of the listeners says, heard a report on CNN, the meteorologist said the storm could pick up strength overnight because, and he pointed this out on his weather map, he said, quote, there is a patch of warm water right in front of the storm, and he was pointing that it could add to the strength of the storm overnight. End quote. And this afternoon, this individual thought she heard a weatherman say that the water in the Gulf was generally cooler than the Caribbean, which was why there weren't that many hurricanes in the Gulf normally. And she's wondering if anyone else has heard that. And she's asking if she heard it wrong. Interesting question. The beat goes on, America. The mess is in place. The continuing of the deception moves into place. In my opinion, we've been living an entire deception for our entire lives. Now, listeners, you may disagree with me, but when you've done the research I've done over the years, and people discount Korea and Vietnam as they're dying in the Middle East mess right now, with absolute insanity. It's the Middle East mess for the UN system. Here we see dated, 1 hour and 45 minutes ago, with satellite phones, hospital beds, buses, and gasoline on the way, President Bush promised on Thursday his administration would react swiftly and effectively to Hurricane Rita. Isn't that interesting to see the lines of cars leaving? Isn't it also interesting to remember that over 200,000 cars were devastated by Hurricane Katrina? Think of all those people that are stuck with car payments. Think of that. A car that is total junk, well, almost total junk, that's been flooded, that's been submerged in water, and they have to make car payments still. Does that get any more insane? House Republicans, meanwhile, began examining why the government's response to Hurricane Katrina was slow and disorganized. Well, all the more reason to investigate whether it was created or not, people. Absolutely. Hundreds of thousands of people were fleeing in anticipation of the latest mammoth storm. They took seriously the threat as it roared through the Gulf of Mexico. Landfall was expected on the Texas coast late Friday or early Saturday. Officials aware of the deadly consequences of leaving thousands behind when Katrina hit nearly a month ago, kept urging people in Texas and Louisiana to follow evacuation orders. Quote, officials at every level of government are preparing for the worst, end quote, a grim-faced Bush said from the Pentagon. There is no trusting our representatives. There is no trusting our presidents. There is no trusting anyone but yourself. Here we see Mexico. Out of Monterrey, Mexico, authorities in the Mexican states along the Gulf of Mexico set up shelters, reviewed evacuation plans, and stocked food distribution centers Wednesday as a precaution. Veer off its expected path to Texas. Veer. Jeff, welcome to the broadcast, friend.
Yes, indeed. Now, as far as these hurricanes is concerned, you touch on a very important topic, which is the refineries. You know what? There are inventors throughout the ages that could have invented a more efficient fuel, but they were crushed by the oil companies or bought off or whatever. Did you know that Nikola Tesla had the perfect solution for electricity?
Tell us about that. I'm somewhat aware of it, certainly.
Basically, the gist of it, and science isn't one of my strong suits, but the gist of it, from what I understand, is that there was a device that could pull electricity out of the air and make it very, very cheap. And other there are engines that can use basically corn. No, I don't want to say corn oil, but a cleaner form of gasoline. Where we would not be dependent upon fossil fuels. I'm sure that the only thing that's limiting people to inventing a more efficient engine is their imagination, and I'm sure they're out there, but I wouldn't be surprised if they get crushed by the oil companies. You ever see the movie Tucker with Jeff Bridges?
Oh, by all means, I've seen it several times. I enjoyed it immensely.
It's one of my favorite movies because the whole gist of the movie is, here's a gentleman who is an inventor. He invents a car that has the kind of safety features that should be in a car and so forth, and the big three crushed him. And that's what I see with fuel. I mean, look, we got solar power. That's a fact. We have geothermal energy. That's a fact. We have all these creative ways. Why isn't it being encouraged?
Well, it actually is being encouraged by many fronts. The only trouble with that is, in order to get the power that you normally get from a nuclear power plant, you have to take all sorts of land to make it happen. Plus, you have hundreds and hundreds of batteries you have to keep in action through the solar panels. The move for non-nukes in America started in the 60s and 70s. They've been proficient in the past. And I think the whole move is to bring us back to the Stone Age as far as our abilities. And the other thing about solar is it's very expensive. The solar panels, according to Kevin Mills from SoilTech, where I invested, or my family invested in solar panels back in the, well, for 1999, getting prepared for Y2K, you know what I mean?
Oh, of course.
The solar panels are very expensive, and apparently, according to Kevin Mills, they were bought by Standard Oil. The oil panels, or the solar panels, were bought by Standard Oil.
Oh, well, that doesn't surprise me, because the antitrust laws were I don't want to say invented, but they were founded because of the monopolization of Standard Oil. The I think it's called the Antitrust Act of 18. Oh, if you know the date, please tell me. But
I don't.
But it was to break up the monopolies because the Rockefeller Standard Oil was taking over.
Mm-hmm.
Monopolies are a very dangerous thing, you see.
What are dangerous things?
Monopolies.
Yeah, absolutely. Cartels, just like the Federal Reserve is a cartel.
Oh, of course.
Or a monopoly.
It's neither federal nor is it private.
That's right.
It's like a mutated beast almost.
I'm sure they're enjoying the spectator, as a spectator sport, what's going on in our country right now.
Oh, of course. And also, too, you know what else is being monopolized?
Mm.
Thought. The media, the big three, and the CFR-controlled media is controlling the thought in this country. The good thing is there's shortwave and there's alternative forms of media, but they're becoming like the mom-and-pop stores. And the fact is, what's going to be encouraged in the future is fitting in, being able to be like everybody else. What does it mean to be like everybody else? Does it mean to be like a sheeple? To say what everybody else says?
Mm-hmm.
To people watch and see what everybody else does and then copy that?
It's called dialogue to consensus, Jeff.
What?
It's called dialogue to consensus.
Exactly. And who's creating the beat? Who's playing the music? And do we as people have to march to that music? I've always believed in marching to the beat of a different drummer.
Individualism is being eroded at this point in time, and I understand your feeling about that. I feel the same way.
Yeah.
Individualism is what made our country strong, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Individual initiative, not just. I mean, I was talking to a person at my work about this, which is, it seems like the only thing that people can do is just vote for a politician to get themselves a hack job, to get themselves a nice pension, and if you don't go along with the program, then you're completely cut out of the loop.
Yes.
And words and definitions, those are being changed, and so forth. It's like, what would happen if you took a person who wears pants that a prisoner wears, and a gold tooth, a rapper, and send them back to 1950, that person would not survive. That was not the benchmark back then. The benchmark back then was to be smart, was to read, was to study, was to go to college.
Yeah, and there's very little television viewing as well.
Yes, and people thought more on their own.
Yeah.
I mean, that person would not survive. That was not an attractive trait to speak Ebonics. It was not an attractive trait to be against America. These were not attractive traits. It was God, Mom, and apple pie. Those were attractive traits. Nationalism, the flag, the keeping our borders secure.
Okay, now listen, Jeff. Now, look.
Yeah.
Here we have Katrina. Now we have Rita. What are your thoughts on the storms? Would or could they have been created?
Can you repeat that? My phone line's kind of breaking up.
Okay, basically, do you feel this weather anomaly that's going on right now, do you think it's created?
You know what they say, lightning doesn't strike twice in the same place? To me, I think it's very fishy that another Category 5 is heading in the same direction and that the oil prices and the gas prices are going to spike up.
And there you go.
So it's, to me, that is very fishy.
Yes.
But you see, tonight, I'm focused more on the psychological element, because guess what? This is going to affect people psychologically. This is going to open up the door for martial law in this country.
There you go.
People have got to know where they stand on the issues and know why that they stand on the issues. Have convictions. You know, the trademark of the 1950s was people had convictions. Again, what would happen if you were to take a person from today, a college person back then? That person would not survive. If you study, even if you studied evolution and agree with its mandates of natural selection, guess what? People back then, people today would not be able to survive back then, because people had to work hard, be honest, and think for themselves. Now, what would happen if you took somebody from the 50s and brought them up to today? They would have a heart attack.
They would be pretty bent out of shape, to say the least. Now, what happens with all these people that are leaving this area down there in Galveston and surrounding area, Houston? I believe Houston is evacuated. 1.3 million people have evacuated. Where are they going to go?
That's a very good question. Well, guess what? We have all these bases that are closed. I just got done reading an article a while back that talks about these people going up to this this campground, and it was taken over by FEMA. It was like a concentration camp.
Yeah, well,
concentration camp light. The only thing you don't have is the gas ovens and people getting shot in the head. That's the only difference between the centers of today and the Nazi concentration camps. Because you see, it's like the frog being boiled in water.
Right.
You want to get the people acclimated so people can get used to groupthink. If you are not part of the collective, then you go to one of these places and it's not desirable. So the theme song is, to fit in, you got to read the program and go along with the program, which is a very sad commentary. And this great experiment called America, which lasted for 200 and something years, is on its way out. Unless
people just
rise up, get educated, and throw the bums out.
The only trouble with it is that it takes so much money to be elected, period. And who has that kind of money except the special interest group that bring them in to the corporate system? But that's beside the point to a certain extent. What happens with these people that have been evacuated or driven out of their communities because of this storm, and they won't be let back into their communities until every house is searched for weapons?
Well, that's, you touched upon another good point, which is the Fourth Amendment of illegal search and seizures, and the Second Amendment, which is, I believe that this will be covered up by the media. The mainstream media will completely cover it up, gloss that part over, and the people of Texas will not fall in line with that, because there is still some independence down in that area.
Oh boy!
But people up in the Northeast and the West Coast, they'll go along with a program like that just fine.
Well, I'm concerned, as everybody should be, about the scenario that's been put into place because of a second storm. The first storm I was concerned about. I'm always concerned with weather, because I know weather can be manipulated and maneuvered.
Oh, of course. I mean, they've been seeding clouds since the 50s. Basically, how ugly is this going to get? All this is, in essence, is damage control. How ugly can it get, and how ugly could it get?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question we have to be asking ourselves.
There you go. I appreciate your thoughts, Jeff.
Not a problem, and do have an excellent night.
Thank you, my friend. Understanding this is very, very ominous when you connect the dots. Here we see Oklahoma City is a major league town, and he moved Mayor Mick Cornett called a validation of the city's MAPS program, approved by voters in 1993. The City Council and the National Basketball Association agreed Wednesday to a deal to bring the New Orleans/Oklahoma City Hornets to the Ford Center for 35 of 41 of the team's home regular season games in the 2005-2006 season. Should the Hornets make the postseason, the city will host those games also. So there there you have it. The New Orleans Hornets come to Oklahoma. And once again, the validation of the city's MAPS program, MAPS, Metropolitan Area Projects, part of Agenda 21 in Oklahoma. And there you have it, listeners. Major League status may be here to stay, they say, for a professional team to come to Oklahoma, a professional team of any sport to come to Oklahoma. Now, regarding what Jeff was talking about regarding Rockefeller, keep in mind the drug story by Morris Beal. Quote, to teach the Rockefeller drug ideology, it is necessary to teach that nature didn't know what she was doing when she made the human body. But statistics issued by the Children's Bureau of the Federal Security Agency show that since the all-out drive for the drug trust, or of the drug trust, for drugging, vaccinating, and serumizing the human system, the health of the American nation has sharply declined, especially among children. Children are now given shots for this and shots for that, when the only safeguard known to science is a pure bloodstream, which can be obtained only with clean air and wholesome food, meaning by natural and inexpensive means. Just what the drug trust most objects to, end quote. The information on this is on the page 2 of our website, AmericanExpose.com, page 2, listeners. Fabulous information on the website all the time now. Dennis the Menace doing his thing. Darren, as he can, DarrenWeeks.net with his website as well. My goodness, listeners. Here we see elaborate plans in motion ahead of Rita. With satellite phones, hospital beds, buses, and gasoline on the way, President Bush promised on Thursday his administration would react swiftly and effectively to Rita. And we did cover this to an extent. The director of the National Hurricane Center, Max Mayfield, said by video phone that Katrina had been termed either potentially catastrophic or extremely dangerous by the center beginning early the day before it hit late last month. That should have raised alarms across the board, said Representative Henry Bonilla, or Bonilla, Republican of Texas. Quote, someone should have been running down the hallways to spread the word, end quote. How can they evacuate 1.3 million people orderly? That's a question that should be asked by everyone. They can't. They can't do it. Here we see from USA Today, Cold War device used to cause Katrina. An Idaho weatherman says Japan's Yukaza mafia used a Russian-made electromagnetic generator to cause Hurricane Katrina in a bid to avenge itself for the Hiroshima atom bomb attack, and that this technology will soon be wielded again to hit another U.S. city. It was disclosed to me on the news that a 4.0 earthquake hit California today. Very interesting. This article continues. Meteorologist Scott Stevens, a 9-year veteran of KPVI-TV and Punkatello, said he was struggling to forecast weather patterns starting in 1998 when he discovered the theory on the Internet. It's now detailed on his website, and that is on our website, AmericanExpose.com. It's weatherwars.info. And this is according to the Idaho Falls Post Register. Stevens, who is among several people to offer alternative and generally discounted theories for the storm that flooded New Orleans, says a little-known oversight in physical laws make it possible to create and control storms. Make it possible to create and control storms, especially if you're armed with the Cold War-era weapon said to have been made by the Russians in 1976. Stevens became convinced of the existence of the Russian device when he observed an unusual Montana cold front in 2004. Quote, I just got sick to my stomach because these clouds were unnatural, and that meant they had the machine on at the time. I was left trying to forecast the intent of some organization rather than the weather of this planet, end quote. Stevens says oddities in Hurricane Katrina storm patterns underpin his theory. And according to his website, so does the fact that Katrina and Ivan, the name given to a destructive hurricane that hit Florida in September 2004, both sound Russian. Very, very interesting. Stay with us. We'll be back to continue the broadcast.
The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests and are not necessarily those of the First Amendment Radio Network or its affiliated radio stations.
Notice, FirstAmendmentRadio.com is looking for new talent. Do you have the gift of gab? Do you got what it takes? Are you ready to go up against Alex Limbaugh, Rush Jones? Are you funny, entertaining, as well as informative? Maybe you know a local talent whom the nation deserves to hear. Send us a sample or email a bio for a live tryout. The nation is waiting to hear a new voice. It may be yours. We'll let the audience decide. Email us today, talent@firstamendmentradio.com. talent@firstamendmentradio.com. You are listening to the Worldwide First Amendment Radio Network. We do not have freedom of speech because the Constitution gives it to us. The constitutional amendment was written to keep the government from taking our freedom away. The Creator gave us our rights, but He also gives us the capacity to do evil or usurp the rights of others. Our individual rights end where the rights of another begin. No one has the right to do evil because evil can never be right. Those who would seek to limit your right to speak or hear the truth are the same who seek to subjugate, control, and enslave you. Freedom is not free. Support the Worldwide First Amendment Radio Network by going to FirstAmendmentRadio.com on the Internet and following the instructions there to support us. Thank you for listening.
Something for nothing. That's what you do.
PokerFace.com is their website, people. That's PokerFace. PokerFace.com is their website. This article continues. Stevens, who is among several people to offer alternative and generally discounted theories for the storm that flooded New Orleans, says a little-known oversight in physical laws makes it possible to create and control storms. And I'm repeating myself as we went into commercial pause, especially if you're armed with the Cold War-era weapon said to have been made by the Russians in 1976. Stevens became convinced of the existence of the Russian device when he observed an unusual Montana cold front in 2004. I just got sick to my stomach because these clouds were unnatural, and that meant they had the machine on all the time. I was left trying to forecast the intent of some organization rather than the weather of the planet. Stevens said oddities in Hurricane Katrina storm patterns underpin his theory. And according to his website, so does the fact that Katrina and Ivan, the name given to a destructive hurricane It hit Florida in September 2004. Both sound Russian. Scientists discount Stevens' claims as ludicrous and say they run contrary to the second law of thermodynamics, that energy can be neither created or nor destroyed. Energy can be neither created nor destroyed. Oh, really? What was the NMOD treaty all about then, if that's the case? See, they don't get the picture, those other climatologists. Quote, I have been doing hurricane research for better than 20 years now, and there was nothing unusual to me about any of the satellite imagery of Katrina, end quote, said Rob Young, a hurricane expert at Western Carolina University. Quote, it's laughable to think it could have been man-made, end quote. Not laughable if you do your research. Not hardly. Stevens' bosses at KPVI-TV say their employee can think and say what he wants as long as he keeps the station out of the debate and acknowledges that his views are his own opinion. Bill Falk, KPVI's general manager, compared Stevens' musings to political or religious beliefs that journalists suppress on the job. Quote, he doesn't talk about it on his weathercast. He's very knowledgeable about weather, and he's very popular, end quote, according to Falk. Well, all very, very interesting, listeners. And we should be very, very concerned about what's being directed and driven today in our country. I know Dennis and Darren are. I know others are. I know we're being maneuvered on a constant basis. You know, when you connect dots and you understand there's something called Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, Smart Growth, things like this. The EPA has their Sustainable Development Partnerships. And the website of the State Department is a Sustainable Development Partnership as well. From the book, Masters of Seduction, modern totalitarianism depends on mass support and mass approval. The chief characteristics of communist and socialist totalitarianisms include central direction of the entire economy, a single mass party assembling, preparing, and coordinating the whole people, either to build socialism or to fight against enemies, an official monopoly of mass communications, supervision of the entire population by an omnipresent and terroristic security police, adulation of a single leader, a single official ideology projecting a perfect final state of mankind and claiming priority over both the legal system and each person's morality and conduct. Systematic indoctrination is necessary to gain control over an entire nation. There it is. Systematic indoctrination is necessary to gain control over an entire nation. The people must be prepared psychologically for life in a totalitarian society. In other words, a total state. To achieve this end, communists convinced the construct community and created the new man, the real communist, persuading each person to think of himself not as an independent, self-sufficient individual, but as a member of a collaborative or community. And that's sort of what Jeff was even talking about. If you want to get into this, 559-781-3773, 559-781-3773. By grouping the new men into a community, by creating an array of community rituals, campaigns, organizations, service programs, by urging or requiring ever greater community participation, power-hungry communist leaders can constantly increase their supervision, guidance, and regimentation of every activity and every need of every individual in a society. It's very interesting to see how we follow along this direction, people. No, it can't be proven that this is a weather modification action. in Hurricane Rita or Katrina or any of the others. But we know it's a reality. And we know that right now it's been blamed on global warming. The hurricanes are blamed on global warming, listeners. This is why Bush didn't sign the Kyoto Protocol, in my thoughts, to help to decimate our economy further, to bring us out of our cars, to make it too expensive to travel. This fits right into the agenda for the 21st century, listeners. And this is where we are today. Soviet communists have perpetuated a criminal scheme whose international proportions are absolutely staggering. They have sought to create a new global social order composed of the dominant elite and the enslaved masses, men of the herd, to erect their global structure and communize the world. They have had to build the moral foundation for it, the new man and new woman, and the spirit of collectivism, instilling into every mind the concept of community and communitarian ideals. These ideals include a sense of community, the spirit of sacrifice, the virtue of selflessness, the obligation of community service, and the duty to work for the common good. The communists do not seek to create just a new way of life, but new human beings. It is not reconstruction of social and cultural institutions that the communists have primarily sought, but reconstruction of human beings. The definition of the real communist, or new man, includes the following: highly developed virtues peculiar to the new psychology. Among other things, the new man has a profound awareness of the unseen collective behind him. This collective is called the party, the class, or even the entire Soviet people. The ideology consists of new men. The new man, or true communist, believes that the most egregious sin is egoism or individualism, the individual's pursuit of his own desires, interests, and happiness instead of working for the common good. Isn't that where we are today, people? The new man must uproot and wipe out the original sin of individual egoism. The new man sees the necessity of stifling all personal aspects in others and in oneself. As a result, the new man feels distrust, even hatred, for the mere idea of a personality. The new man is proud of not having anything of his own, of merging himself into the community and becoming one with it. What's mine is ours, what's ours is mine. Moreover, the new man voluntarily sacrifices his time to serve others in the community. Lenin placed great importance on voluntary working Saturdays. In his view, they were communism in action, in that people sacrificed their time and personal interest and worked for the common good of their own free will. Voluntary community service later became compulsory. The communists intended to cultivate that type of man who has so willingly sacrificed everything personal and who so eagerly embraced everything common that he was already to work for free. The new man should cultivate a desire to strive not for one's own achievement, enjoyment, or material well-being, but for the general good. Oh, there's much more to this. Masters of Seduction. ISBN number 0-9653226-8-8. The ISBN number for this, I'll give again. According to J. Edgar Griffin, Masters of Seduction is one of the most penetrating, powerful, and revolutionary books to date. J. Edgar Griffin stating that. Brigadier General Ben Parton, U.S. Air Force retired, says, I would encourage everyone who loves freedom and cares about their country to read and reread Masters of Seduction and take appropriate action. The United States is at war, a war that transcends most all conflicts in the last two centuries. This war is being fought not with enormous armies and weapons of mass destruction, but with non-military techniques, including psychological warfare. Murderers of millions, the Russian and Chinese communists have sought to achieve the convergence of all nations, that's the convergence of all nations, in a one-world communist government, and to create a world police state. With the help of their strategic partner, the Clinton-Gore administration, they have made a big step toward their goal. This is dated on the year 2000 is when this was written, Masters of Seduction. The ISBN number, once again, 0-9653226-8-8. Isn't it interesting, the barcodes, listeners? Barcodes came into place after 1992, after Agenda 21 came into play. Everything's being monitored as you purchase it with plastic. 0-9653226-8-8. Masters of Seduction. I keep it handy on a regular basis. Here we see from the Associated Press. Amazing. Bush officials bristle at the suggestion the war in Iraq might look anything like Vietnam. Yet, just as today, anti-war protests recall memories of yesteryear. President Bush's own words echo those of President Johnson in 1967, a pivotal year for the U.S. in Vietnam. Quote, America is committed to the defense of South Vietnam until an honorable peace can be negotiated, end quote. Johnson told the Tennessee legislature on March 15, 1967. Despite the obstacles to victory, the president said, quote, we shall stay the course, end quote. Isn't that remarkable, people? You see, it doesn't change. This is another Vietnam. An honorable peace can be negotiated. How can you have an honorable peace with the communists, with their desire to take over South Vietnam, the North Vietnamese, supplied by the Soviet Union and Communist China, our allies today, listeners? And obviously, you understand products made in slave labor Communist China everywhere on our shelves. Anything you buy mail order, 99% will be made in China, Communist China. This article continues, after 14 Marines died in a roadside bombing on August 3rd, President Bush declared, quote, we will stay the course. We will complete the job in Iraq. And the job is this. We'll help the Iraqis develop a democracy, end quote. What is a democracy, people? Mob rule. Democracy, according to Lindsey Williams, is a disaster. The two wars were waged quite differently, even though they shared similar aims. About 500,000 U.S. troops were in Vietnam in 1967 after a three-year buildup, compared with about 140,000 in Iraq today. Heavy aerial bombing was a primary U.S. strategy in Vietnam, while Iraq, after an initial campaign of shock and awe, has been mainly a ground war. The U.S. negotiated for peace in Vietnam, but there is no single entity with which to negotiate in Iraq. Quote, the differences are so notable that it would take too long to list them, end quote, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld remarked recently. Well, Donald Rumsfeld was Secretary of Defense during the Ford administration, listeners. Donald Rumsfeld, he knows what's going on. He knows weather modification is a reality. And he probably knows weather modification is going on right now to further decimate our economy, to decimate our ability to travel. And it could very well be that people will not be allowed to return until every home is searched for weapons. And who's going to do the searching, people? Will there be foreign troops from NATO searching the homes? Communist Chinese troops searching the homes? Am I that far off with my thoughts? Knowing the long, painful, and divisive Vietnam War ended with an unceremonious U.S. withdrawal in the fall of South Vietnam, administration officials have blanched at comparisons with Iraq. The administration declined to comment on comparisons between the rhetoric of Johnson and Bush. Johnson's main arguments were much like those of Bush, or those Bush has employed. War was justified to protect the U.S., to encourage freedom everywhere. When faced with mounting losses in the battlefield, both presidents offered the dead as a reason to keep fighting. Now, isn't it interesting that the Communist Party of Iraq is alive and well? Agenda 21 is being implemented in Iraq right now. It's all very, very amazing, people. Quote, when a war is long-lived and the outcome is not demonstrably positive, the lines of argument available to a president are seriously constrained, end quote, said Kathleen Hall Jamison, director of the Annenberg Public Policy Center at the University of Pennsylvania. Quote, Democrat or Republican, 1960s or early part of the 21st century, you're going to hear a common rhetoric, end quote. South Vietnam, politically unstable because of internal violence and corruption, stumbled toward elections to adopt a constitution and to select officials, not unlike the process Iraq is undergoing. Keep in mind, listeners, Vietnam was a different country, a different land, a jungle in many respects. This in Iraq is a desert with no shrubbery to protect yourselves or to hide. Underground facilities in Vietnam were very well chronicled through the years. They were under Vietnam, even, underground facilities. They had years to prepare as they were fighting the French. Ho Chi Minh was educated at Stanford. Ho Chi Minh Memorial Park is in Berkeley, California. That's according to various sources. Ho Chi Minh, the Ho Chi Minh Trail. Weather modification was used on the Ho Chi Minh Trail during the 1960s, during the Vietnam War, to flood the Ho Chi Minh Trail from bringing supplies to the south. We used weather modification then. It was chronicled on the Weather Channel some years ago. Is weather modification being used right now? I say yes. No, you can't prove it. But you can prove Agenda 21 and its plans. You can prove sustainable communities. You can prove the rewilding of America. You can prove the map, the biodiversity map, where there's many red sections throughout this country that are off limits to human use. I think every country has a biodiversity map. They're redesigning the world. They want to bring it back to pre-Columbus days. That's why they're flooding indigenous people into this country. That's why the State Department does this. That's why we're being maneuvered and manipulated on a daily basis. And that influx of automobiles leaving our country, oh boy, actually leaving Texas, excuse me, I'm looking for another portion of this book, Masters of Seduction, and I can't find where I was going. I'm sorry. It's a very good book. I wanted to get to a certain point where President Clinton made a speech at a university stating that you need to know your neighbor. You need to get to know people. You're going to be the most integrated country on the face of the earth, is what Bill Clinton said in a speech. It's in Masters of Seduction. So the Vietnam War, there's many parallels to that, but yet it was a UN operation just like Korea. The Southeast Asia Treaty Organization proves that to us. Do a search on the Southeast Asia Treaty Organization and see what you come up with. As the beat goes on, it's very obvious to see what's being developed here, listeners. As people and populations are being relocated, they have to be vaccinated. They have to be given identification that they'll never lose. The microchip, the vaccination, State Model Emergency Health Powers Act, that was passed some years ago. Every state passed it, mandating vaccinations. And here we have 1.3 million people being evacuated now. 1.3 million people. Where are they going to go, listeners? They're going to come right up here through Oklahoma. The freeways, I-35, will be jammed very soon, if not right now. Here we see banker gets ID chip implant to help publicize a company that makes microchips that can be implanted in humans for identification purposes. A prominent San Francisco banker got chipped Monday so that his living will is just a scan away if he ever becomes seriously ill. Before some 40 investors and entrepreneurs in San Francisco, Jim Merriman, chairman and CEO of investment firm Merriman, Graham, Ford & Company, was injected with a rice-sized radio frequency identification tag in his upper arm. It's an RFID tag, listeners. Mr. Merriman said he got chipped partly to support Florida-based Verichip, saying he was, quote, taking one for the team, end quote. He also said he wanted the chip to enable swift access to his living will information should he become disabled. The chip was an answer to his, quote, increasing paranoia of having the specific provisions of his living will executed, end quote, in a worst-case scenario. Mr. Merriman, who does not have any serious medical conditions. His firm is an advisor to Verichip, but the bank hasn't invested in the company, Verichip said. The RFID market, which commonly tracks goods in a supply chain and seamless factories, is estimated to become a multi-billion dollar industry over the next 5 years. Keep in mind this new Chief Justice Roberts, who's just apparently voted in, he was told that he's going to have to make a decision on microchipping the population. This was passed on to me by someone. I don't know how true that is, but it's a pretty reliable source. So we're not far away from that, listeners. This weather anomaly that can't be proven. This weather anomaly that can't be proven is a great stage for microchipping everyone that leaves. It's a great stage for going house to house to disarm the population down there. What more is going to happen in the future? This is devastating our economy, while business and industry has gone to below the border and overseas as a result of the World Trade Organization and the UN system. The UN system is there. Here I found this quote. Several years ago, President Bush addressed the American Society of Newspaper Editors, and in his speech he advised fifth graders about how to prepare for the 21st century. Quote, get to know people who are your age, but who are different from you, people of a different racial or ethnic group, people of a different religion, because you're going to live in the most multi-ethnic, multicultural, multi-religious democracy in human history, end quote. This article, or this portion of the book, Masters of Seduction, continues. The term democracy is, of course, not synonymous with impending dictatorship. That what Clinton is describing is his vision of the United States if he successfully completes his mission to replace America's future, tradition, and institutions with the